Oh my god. So they've been going on and on about you two. Yeah. About how we should go out. Isn't it fucking annoying? Yeah, it's like you're committing a crime against humanity by deciding to be single or something. And me, for sticking to my New Year's resolution. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Don't worry, I don't want to bore you. Okay, but don't expect anything interesting. It was just, so I was out on New Year's Eve, and it was like the same as every year, you know. I was with some girl, and everyone was drinking, dancing, having fun, but in the middle of it all, I just started feeling, like, detached from everything. Like, what the fuck am I doing here, you know? Who am I? That kind of thing. The kind of thoughts you don't want to have on New Year's Eve, you know? In fact, I was kind of laughing to myself, saying really bad timing. Anyway, I went outside to get some fresh air and shake it off, and I met someone. Someone incredibly beautiful. Not your kind of beautiful. She was this elderly woman standing outside a building looking at the fireworks display, and she looked at me and asked if I was okay. I nearly ignored her and just walked past, but for some reason I just said, "Not really." And I said something stupid like, "I'm kind of wondering what the point of all this is," or something. And she said, "At least you're honest, because there is no point." And I said, "Really? How do you know that?" And she said, "Because if there was a point, nobody would die. Look at evolution. Some sea animals live for 2,000 years. But they're the dumb things, like sponges. We're smart. We realize it's all a waste of time and give up a lot earlier." And I said, "Well, why are you still alive then?" And she said, "Wish I wasn't. I wish I was with John. He was my world." And so I was like, "Oh, I'm not doing anything. I'll ask her about him." And she told me about the love of her life. When she was young and engaged to get married, she found out she had cancer, right? And she had maybe only a few years to live. And so she told her fiancé, and he said he wasn't at the right time of life to be looking after someone. And he packed his stuff and left and turned up on his brother's doorstep wanting a place to stay. Well, the guy's brother, John, he was like a year younger and already more successful. So he told his older brother to fuck off, and then he went straight to her house, and he explained that he was lucky to have the best health insurance. And he suggested that they just get married, you know, just for convenience, so that she could try anything she could to find a cure with all the medical benefits he had. So they got married, and he found her an apartment in his building so he could care for her. But she never spent a night there. They'd already fallen desperately in love, and they knew they wanted to be together for as long as she had left. So they just stayed together. And then they stayed together and together. Even after she went into remission, after she was cured, and until they were in their 60s. And she felt like he had saved her life, and she said she loved him more than anyone had ever loved before. And it was the same for him. But what hurt her was that years later, just about a couple of years before I met her, he got cancer, only he was old, and it took his life in a matter of weeks. And she felt like she'd failed because she couldn't save his life in return. But I said to her, "No, you didn't save his life, you made it. And I think you just made mine, because I've got to make a New Year's resolution to stop wasting my time dating and doing all these shallow relationships and wait till I find someone special." So anyway, I stayed up watching the fireworks with her until she had to go to bed. Then I thanked her and went back to the party, and I thought I'd heard one of the most beautiful love stories, and I just wanted to share it. And I thought, if I can tell this to someone and they really get it, then I'll know I have a chance at love like she had. Anyway, later, I was like sitting in the moonlight telling the story to the girl I was with, and when I got to the end, I turned to her and she was passed out. And I told the story to everyone else I went out with for a whole year. And nobody listened right to the end without changing the topic or telling me some other story they'd seen on social media. So, yeah, anyway, you're the first person I've told it to since then. And actually, you're the only person who's heard it all the way through. But don't worry, I'm only mentioning it because I know exactly why you choose to be single. I feel this. I was going to add that no man I know is good enough for you. even me. But I'll shut up. We should go somewhere a little more private, huh? Is your room free? Down the hall, right? Okay. Let's go. Don't let anyone see us. Seeing as we both sworn off relationships, I guess this didn't happen, right? There's no kissing happening here. No shirts coming off. No. Oh god, I'm not seeing your lingerie. You're not unclipping your bra. I'm not seeing these beautiful boobs. No. Definitely not falling apart inside. You just touch me any way you want. Everywhere. Touch me everywhere. Oh god, your nipples. Can I kiss that? Body's so warm. Do you want me to touch you too? Yeah. It's okay, it's not happening. You can touch me. I promise it won't be happening. Yeah. Touch me. Stroke. I can touch your pussy. This is not happening. Yes, it is. Oh god, it feels like, I don't know, it feels like I already knew how it would feel. Oh god, oh babe, you witness, I want it on me. Let me rub it on myself down there. Put your hand back on me and stroke your witness up and down. Yeah, there's so much more. I want it all. Let me take it out of you and put it all over my car. Oh, dear. Yeah, rub your moisture into my skin. Feel how silky you make it feel. It's meant to be like that. It's making me so hard for you. Oh, my God. Do you want me? Just let me slip my fingers between those pussy lips. I'm just gonna touch your opening here. Yeah, I think you do want me. You do. Look in my eyes. Not if it's okay for me to be inside you, but only if I can fall for you. Take me right away. Yeah, let your pussy open for me. Yeah. Oh, it feels so right. The way your body is letting me in. Yeah, let me move in and out. And you show me how you touch yourself. Oh my god. I need you. I need you so much. I didn't even know, but I do. I can't help it. Oh god, I need to feel you come all over me. Just fuck me. Oh yeah. Oh fuck, I need you to come on me. That's all I need. I need to feel you rubbing that clit and coming now. Oh god, I'm already ready for you. Yeah, whatever you want. It's just make your beautiful pussy release all over me. Yeah. Take this aching cock deep. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, it's too good. It's too good inside you. I need to come. Can you come? Yeah. Oh, God. Now I need to feel you. Oh, come. Yes. Oh, do it to me. Oh, fuck. Now, gosh, your witness all over this cock. I need it all from you. Oh, that's it. Fuck, you're so beautiful touching your clit. I need to feel the heat of my cum pumping in you. Now, yeah, I'm gonna come. Here it is. Oh, fuck. Now, yeah, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, coming. Oh, my God. Oh, come. Let me pussy hot. Come. Fuck, it's so hot inside you. All this hot cum. Pump it inside you. Don't stop. Flick your pretty clit so hot and fast. Oh, more. I need you more. I need you to take all of me. Oh, God. Fuck. There. Take me. Have me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, this cock. Let it fill you up. You got it. Oh, baby. That's so good. Yes, I didn't know it, but I needed you so bad. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Satisfaction of being right, yeah. They were so right. Fuck them. So right. I needed you. Come here, let me hold you and never let you.